Baseball fans know Satchel Paige because he was a great pitcher in the old Negro Leagues, who later became one of the first black players in the majors. He was also well known for his wit and for sometimes lying about his age. And the mystery of his age still fascinates. Here is Day to Day's Nihar Patel.
To set the record straight, Satchel Paige's name is not really Satchel, it's Leroy. Satchel is a nickname. Also, his last name was not originally spelled Paige with an I. And depending on who he was talking to, he may not have even been born on July 7th, 1906, 100 years ago today.
In his lifetime, he was very cagey about when he was born, and he kind of played up that mystery.
Dan Gutman, who is refreshingly honest about his age, he's 50, is author of the novel Satch and Me. Gutman says Satchel Paige told teammates and the media conflicting stories about his birthday and birth year. Even his family in Mobile, Alabama, threw curveballs to inquiring minds.
Satch would tell his friends and his family, "Don't tell anybody how old I am," because he wanted to keep it a secret. People would interview his mother, and she said, "I can't rightly recall whether Leroy was firstborn or my 15th.
Paige was the 7th of 12, not 15, children. It appears the penchant for exaggeration may have been genetic. He always claimed he had a birth certificate, but that the family goat ate it. Finally, in 1954, a birth certificate was located that gives us the birth date, July 7th, 1906. The enigmatic Paige never disputed this, nor did he verify it. The mystery was good for the gate, ballpark speak for good for business. Paige's reputation as a showman, or show-off, depending on what side of the ball you were on, was becoming the stuff of legend. Former teammate Lefty Mathis recalls that Paige would deliberately walk three players to load the bases, then instruct the outfielders to sit down on their gloves.
He struck out three men in a row, without a doubt. And he just laughed about it, and that's all. That's all he did, laughed about it.
A year after clean-cut Jackie Robinson broke baseball's color barrier, reform school Paige followed his former teammate into the integrated major leagues. You could say he broke baseball's age barrier by being the first major leaguer to begin his career at the age of 42, or 44, or let's just say 40s. Fans flocked to see this ageless wonder strike out the best players in America, white or black. Novelist Dan Gutman.
When he was pitching for Cleveland, for instance, they had a rocking chair out in the bullpen for him to sit on so that he would, you know, appear even older than he was. So it wasn't like he was trying to appear young.
In fact, Satchel Paige claimed he got better with age. He pitched three shutout innings in his last game with the Kansas City Athletics while he was in his 50s. Novelist Dan Gutman says Paige had rules for staying young. Avoid fried meats, running, all types of vices.
And finally, don't look back. Something might be gaining on you.
Age finally caught up to Satchel Paige on a day we are certain of, June 8, 1982. He was 70-ish when he died. Famous for his countless quotations, we have him to thank for this beauty. Age is a question of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. If we've chosen to remember Satchel Paige on what's not actually his birthday, that probably doesn't matter either. Nihar Patel, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Our program was produced by Catherine Fox, edited by Neil Carruth, and directed by Shireen Meraji.
The production staff includes Megan Mascari, Megan Larson, and Allison Brooks.
Our editors, Alicia Montgomery, Jacob Conrad, and Slate's Andy Bowers. Our technical director is Carlos Asensio with engineer Leo DeLagula.
The Day-to-Day theme was composed by Greg Smith.
Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.